Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up. I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
With AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwear, bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
What kind of power?
Friday, everyone. I hope all you beautiful Portland radio listeners are having a fantastic day, and hopefully you're already starting your weekend. One guy that's not starting his weekend, though, looking at him right now, Mr. Will Darkins, what's happening? Kind of in a brah mood, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? No. Sounded like it.
Not at all. I'm all business back here.
All business. Business?
On this side of the glass.
Business?
No, business.
Okay.
On this side of the glass, all we do is work.
Oh.
Work all day.
All day?
Well, actually, technically, I'm working in my office, too, right now. Odyssey has assigned me a group of videos to watch for training.
Okay.
And I have just put all six of them on at once.
In your office.
Yes.
While you're here.
I used three separate browsers.
Okay.
So
you have one on Safari, one on Chrome, and one on Firefox.
That is correct.
Okay.
So that makes three of the classes. Then I went incognito on each of those browsers for the next three.
Gotcha.
So they're all just running right now, and I'm learning.
Okay. What are you learning about?
I don't know. I'm not there. I honestly couldn't tell you what's on these videos.
And you have to watch these videos. Why did you go through such lengths to disguise the way in which you're watching the videos?
Because it was one of those things where I did the cost benefit analysis in my head, right? Don't you do this with things you have to do? Like, you might do the math quick, but you say, would it be less time for me to BS this over sitting and learning something?
I totally understand why you're
avoiding.
The math
worked out. Spoiler alert.
I get that. Okay. I understand you not doing the training.
That's right.
All about not doing training whenever possible.
That's right.
The question is, why did you go through so much disguise effort as if somebody's going to be like, he had these all loaded on the same browser at the same time? The browser thing, the covering up your footprints part of it is what is confusing me.
So I will tell you why.
Okay, that's why I'm asking the question.
Because Odyssey, in their wise assumptions, thought, you know what? Some a-hole is going to probably do this. So we're going to make it so if it is in the same browser, you cannot play the videos at the same time.
Does it have a cool quiz at the end?
No.
Really?
What? That's the best part.
Wait, they went through.
To be honest, there were seven videos. I watched the first one, realized there wasn't a quiz, and then I did this.
Have you ever done the one with the quiz where it goes, oh, you didn't take enough time to read and comprehend this, and then you have to wait before you can answer the question?
Yeah. But then if you wait too long, they're like, well, oh, you just left the room for a while, and then you came back.
You can't read.
Yeah.
We can't have illiterate people. If it's taking you this long to read it, we don't want you answering this quiz.
We have sent a corporate representative to your office to swiftly terminate you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you need to go through all of these efforts to create obstacles so people will actually do the training, just send somebody to actually do the training.
What do you mean?
Send a person.
Oh,
don't do it online.
But I'm not going to pay attention to that either.
Trust me.
You know what I mean?
Nobody does.
Like, they're going to sit there and show me stuff on the computer, but in my head, I'm probably just going to be playing a song or something.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh, boy, he's doing something.
Oh, here we go. So, like, they'll be like, oh, Mr. Darkin, so I heard that you were wanting to use our new program that had a bunch of new features. I'm just nodding my head like
an Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got you. How'd you pick that track?
So does that make sense to you and everything? Oh, yep.
Yep. Well, I don't know.
See a hot woman in the training video? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This just got fun again.
Yeah. Love in an Elevator. Why'd you pick Love in an Elevator as your song? Very curious about a lot of things so far in this conversation.
I looked up elevator music in our library because I thought that would be boring. And then I just took out music and I put elevator.
Sure.
And then it gave me Love in an Elevator. And then I was like, oh, I love that song.
It's a great song.
Hell yeah.
All right. Trying to remember what this video is. The only Aerosmith videos that come to mind are the ones with Steven Tyler's daughter and Alicia Silverstone. Those are the only ones. And that's not Love in an Elevator. I believe it was Amazing, Crying, Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I think everybody remembers because it's Steven Tyler directing his daughter to
be hot and
slutty.
Sexy.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know, man. Bold move.
Sure.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, you don't know. Maybe the opportunity presents itself later when you're an aging rock star.
Really?
Your daughter's a hot. I don't know. Hey, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe your daughter comes to you and goes, listen, I'm pretty hot, but yeah, not making it through as a movie star like I want to. Mm-hmm. You throw me a couple of your videos, I'll get like real slutty.
Yeah.
And then I'll be a movie star.
And then I'll be an Armageddon.
And what are you going to say? No.
I think if I said yes, I would be murdered shortly after by my wife.
Well, it depends. I mean, are you still married? Because once you go into that rock and roll lifestyle.
In my sleep.
Yes, I understand that. But I think once you take on that rock and roll lifestyle, once you start wearing ascots and like feathering your hair.
Yeah.
I think maybe your marriage gets a little bit tumultuous.
Yeah, probably not.
Because women will be throwing themselves at you. You with a Steven Tyler look.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, putting scarves on your microphone.
Here's the issue. If I ever became a rock star, it would be more like John Rocker.
John Rocker?
Yeah. Or John Popper.
John Rocker is the racist
That's
pitcher.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Not John Rocker. No, no, no.
Cross-eyed racist pitcher.
Hey, reverse that. Check that. Not John Rocker. Not
John
racist.
Popper.
Fat guy with harmonica.
And
John
harmonica.
Popper.
Harmonica vest.
And harmonica vest.
That's the more important thing. Yes,
John
he plays
Popper.
Harmonica. And plenty of people play harmonica. He has a custom vest built to hold harmonicas.
Well, of course he does. That's why he's the best at it.
Well, actually, so you took a week off from The Sinner and the Saint. Patrick Harris came in here.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he explained something to me that I had never heard of. Do you know why John Popper is so good at playing harmonica?
Because he's fat?
Because he can breathe in through his nose and out through his mouth at the same time.
Oh, like Kenny G.
Oh, Kenny G can do that too.
Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, I can't remember what Patrick called it. It's something like it's continuous, breather or whatever the hell it's called.
Continuous sucking?
Yeah. Kind of. I didn't know that was a real thing. I didn't know Kenny G could do that too. Like, are all the great wind instrument artists, I guess that's all of them, John Popper and Kenny G. Is there another one?
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, did he have that ability?
Miles Davis. just naming.
Yes, but do we know if they can do
that? Oh, no. I'm just naming people that play those instruments.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, we can go into the great jazz musicians. Sonny Rollins on the saxophone.
Sonny Rollins.
Anyways.
Text line 503-250-1080. You went through all that work to be sneaky, but then you tell everyone who may be listening that you're doing it. Thank you, Texter. That is a good point, but let's just be honest. The corporate is not listening to us.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about corporate tuning in to the midday show in Portland to see if anybody's cheating at their online tests.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, they probably saw the schedule change up and they were like, oh. Those doinks? No.
Yeah,
we don't need to listen to
them. We've listened
to
them. We know why they keep them around just as backups. Don't worry about them.
We know the Saturday show is only listened to by Russian bots and people who forgot groceries.
Wouldn't that be very funny if you got caught cheating at your online training because of this?
On this show?
Yes, because somebody was like, hey, I just happened to be doing spot random like spot checks across like the national broadcast.
And
I tuned into Portland. Like the same, like what are the odds that the one guy has two roles? online training and spot testing these sports radio stations across Odyssey.
And we caught him on a bad day. Like he didn't really take his job too seriously, but this was a bad day. And he was like, you know what? I'm tired of this crap. I've never stood up for anything in my life. I'm standing up for this crap.
My life mission is to take down Will Darkin.
Yes. Terrorize him.
Yeah.
Ruin his life. Cancel him for the second time.
There you go. That would be fantastic. I apologize. I had every intent of preparing for this show. I even put on Greg Brown basketball highlight videos, but something terrible happened. As far as getting me prepped for the show is immediately after that video. And I kind of stopped paying attention because it was pretty boring. So I stopped paying attention and then YouTube automatically put it into a video of the greatest Larry Bird stories of all time.
Oh.
So all I did was watch. So my entire show prep
was Larry Bird.
Was just Larry Bird stuff, which is not relevant.
Yeah.
And makes no sense. And everybody's probably already heard all of those stories. So I don't even need to go back and rehash all of those stories.
Well, why?
But the Blazers draft was so bad that this entire show will now be Larry Bird.
What? No.
I'm sorry.
I don't want Larry Bird.
Okay. Well, then you're up. We can talk about the twisties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gotten the twisties?
I've never gotten the twisties, but I...
Like, have you ever just... I mean, we're referring to Simone Biles says she gets this phenomena called the twisties
let's start there. Let's start there with the twisties. We get it.
We're not going to start with the twisties.
You don't want to start with the twisties?
We're going to start with the draft.
Well, we can start with the draft and we'll get to the twisties. Save
I'm
your
looking
twisties.
At this text line right now and people like I can't count how many texts I'm seeing of just like I want more Greg Brown news.
Okay, we'll go draft and then we'll go twisties. We'll talk twisties today.
There's a bunch of brownies
I'm trying
on
to
here.
Tease ahead and then you dive right into your twisty takes.
That's what they call them.
What are they called now?
The brownies.
The brownies.
Greg Brown's fan club.
Greg Brown's super fans here in Portland. Yeah, the brownies.
It's just the texts are just pouring in. It's like a river.
We will talk about the brownies. The new evolution. The number one selling jersey in Portland today is
Damian Lillard. Bro.
Yes, still Damian. It's not Greg Brown.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I doubt very much. Could be Emmanuel Mudiay. Oh, I don't want to get too deep into this. Whoa. We've got a lot.
Hold on now.
Oh, all right. Hot Blazers draft takes. Twisties. Foot injuries in football. I mean, there's a lot of things to get to. But we will start because Will is wearing his Damian Lillard jersey today.
Yeah.
We'll start with the Blazers. And we do it next. It's a Sinner and Saint edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. Dusty and AJ both out. Luke Anderson in. Will Darkins always here, chained to the desk back there. Indeed. No choice but to do this show. And we're back tomorrow.
They give me dinners.
Do they? What do they get? What do you get for dinner? Those TV dinners or like the MREs, the meals ready to eat that you have to warm up in, bag, in your own urine?
Yep. No, not the urine.
What?
In a bag.
Yeah, they're in a bag.
It's like a soup in a bag, but I got to warm it up with my own body heat.
Oh, use your body heat. Yeah, wow. I think you can also submerge them in water because they're, you know.
You think I have water back here?
Well, that's why I suggested that you had to use your own urine.
Ah.
Yeah. Jeez. Pay attention to what's going on. Will, you're a Super Blazers fan. You're
huge.
Wearing your Damian Lillard jersey today.
It's a jersey and a shirt.
It's a shirt that is designed to look like a jersey. Is what it is. And yeah. it's Adidas, so it's actually accurate to the long sleeves.
Hell
well,
yeah.
Short sleeves. But the sleeved jersey, looking good, looking sharp. You didn't seem too excited about the draft because the Blazers didn't have any picks yesterday. You said if they don't make a move yesterday, that means you're pretty much getting the same roster. Well, they made a big move. Tell us about Greg Brown.
Well, he goes to Texas. He did.
Yeah,
he was there. For a year.
Yep.
Averaged 9 points.
Nice.
Shaka Smart in interviews with writers has been very blunt about the fact that he loses focus on the court. he has fallen out of the rotation, he did fall out of the rotation many times. And again, his only year at Texas.
Yep.
He's an incredible athlete. If you watch highlight film of him, he will remind you of Derrick Jones Jr. He can dunk. And
he can dunk.
He can dunk and he can shoot. Kind of. Not really. Actually, he's only 30% from 3 points.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I put on his highlight reel just going, all right, let's see what this guy's got. Because one of the reports, I'll read you what Jason Quick, who's a reliable source on such things, I'll read you what he wrote.
Okay.
To give you an idea of the assessment. So this is from Quick.
Yeah.
Blazers trade into the second round and draft Texas freshman forward Greg Brown at number 43. Brown, 6'9", 210 pounds, is 19 and considered one of the best athletes in the draft. However, he is considered unpolished and raw and often did not play in pressure situations by the end of the season. Awesome. So here's a guy that, you know, if he ends up being, you know, fitting his potential in a few years could maybe make an impact. Now, they didn't trade a lot. They traded a future second-round pick for a current second-round pick. So now they've got a guy out there that if they can get him to focus, maybe he has an NBA career. Maybe he doesn't. Does this sound familiar at all, Will?
Yeah. One more time on those height and weights.
6'9", 210.
6'9", 210. All right, here we go. This is Derrick Jones Jr.'s draft profile.
Do
you
it.
Ready for it?
Yep.
At only 19 years old, he's an incredibly, tremendously gifted athlete that possesses a lot of upside for the next level. Good size, very good wingspan. One of the best athletes in college basketball. Very explosive, quick off of his feet, which allows him to get a lot of buckets. Weaknesses, 190 pounds. He's 6'7", extremely frail build, desperately in need of added weight. Can easily get pushed off balance, coming off screens. Needs to improve ball handling ability, especially in half court situations. Poor shooting mechanics, limited range.
Okay.
I would encourage listeners to go just watch highlights of Greg Brown. That's Greg Brown.
I put on Greg Brown.
Greg Brown is a little bit heavier, a little bit taller, but the scale, the 6'9", 210, he looks very thin. I get it. This is a project. You know what I mean? Like, look.
I put on the Greg Brown highlight tape, and the first play is him getting a huge dunk and then immediately taunting the player and getting a technical foul.
I mean, whatever. I think with this pick, it was infuriating because it was exactly what you thought it would be. Like heading into draft night. But I think a lot of fans had this thought in the back of their head that, like, hey, this is your first major opportunity to possibly use CJ McCollum to swing some assets that then you could turn into another trade. Who knows? Maybe you could get a bunch of draft picks from somebody and then counter that trade back and go get somebody else. Like, you could get a three-team deal going. You could do something that might shake up this starting roster. But I stand with what I said yesterday, which is if nothing happened before the draft or during the draft, you will probably get the same starting five lineup. You'll get other people on the bench. That's fine.
Sure.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, but, I mean, in the big piece is whether or not Norman Powell resigns.
Sure.
But yeah, I got you there. The other move that the Blazers made, they added a undrafted player out of LSU. His name is... see if you know anything about this guy. Trendon Watford do anything for you?
That's a blank. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. So Trendon Watford added a player out of LSU, went on draft. Let's see if I can get any information on him for you. And the other move, while I look that up, is Emmanuel Mudiay, who, started his NBA career pretty well. He averaged in 2016, 12 points, 5 assists, played 68 games, including starting 66 of those games, and then fell out of the rotation in Denver, and then didn't play last year, played one season in Utah. But now he's on the summer league schedule for our friends.
That you broke on air.
What was that?
Do you remember that?
Mudiay? Oh, did I break that yesterday?
No, the summer league schedule.
Oh,
you
yes.
got a you got a press release from the Blazers in an email, and then you go, "I just got a press release from the Blazers."
Yes, I did.
And you were setting it up to be like, "This is some huge ass right here."
Oh yeah, we were definitely talking about it. So,
in fact, it was the summer league schedule that
just,
you broke.
It just was.
Still a pretty big break, I guess. You know?
Yeah. So yeah, undrafted LSU Tiger Trendon Watford is signed to a 2-way contract. I have no information in this article on him.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. Look, let's get back to what this night was.
Yeah.
This night was nothing. It meant nothing. In fact, the whole act of Neil Olshey trying to do his same old song and dance, which is I am going to sneak into the second round and pick a guy with huge upside, giving back a low capital, right? It's a future second round pick and some cash considerations. I think maybe he just did this for S's and giggles because his contract is just 2 more years.
Yeah.
And once the team sells, he's fired. So, I mean, unless something incredible happens this next season and they make it to the Western Conference Finals and push it to 7 games or something, I don't really see that happening, especially with a first-year coach who, by the way, Chauncey Billups has not had any experience as a head coach. Given he's an NBA champion, he's probably a future Hall of Famer. But as we have seen, especially with guys like Jason Kidd, that doesn't always mean that you can be a good coach that motivates people.
Yep.
So this move was exactly what we thought it would be, which is Neil Olshay doing nothing. And we're still back at this place where we're saying, how are we going to be able to fix this starting lineup to make it more appeasable to Damian Lillard? I saw so many people on Twitter after this move just say like, oh yeah, guy with huge upside who's going to go way into the future. I'm sure Damian Lillard will love that.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting because the bench still has a few of those guys that are sitting there with all that upside. Nasir Little is there. Anfernee Simons is there. We still probably have a chance to re-sign Zach Collins because Neil Olshay loves him, so I'm sure he probably will. No qualifying offers, so he'll probably be back. I'm very curious if anybody out there, 503-250-1080, if it does roll back with the same roster, who's curious what Chauncey Billup can actually do with these guys? Is there any untapped potential? Because the one thing about Terry Stotts that always drove me crazy is Neil Olshay loves drafting young players with upside. 19-year-old, 6'9", 210-pound, best athlete in the draft.
And Anthony Simons.
Yep. Oh, no. Well, Nasir Greg Brown.
Little. Greg Brown.
You got it. Zach Collins was 19, wasn't a starter at Gonzaga when he
traded
got drafted
for Derrick Jones Jr.
You got it. The one thing Terry Stotts was famous for was not playing young players. He didn't do it. I mean, outside of Dame, how many guys went in and played as rookie? Because CJ had injury concerns when he was young, but he didn't play right away. He didn't go in and crack the starting lineup until what, year three or four? So you look at it and go,
well, he was behind Wes, but
no. I mean, there's a reason why, yeah, but
I got you.
But again, Terry Stotts, if you look back outside of Dame, who played right away?
I can't really think of anyone. Nobody's so starting. I mean, they tried to, I remember early on, they really tried to get Myers Leonard in the rotation, but it was just not working.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
So just a curiosity, you've still got those guys on the roster. I wonder if anybody out there is going, dude, run it back and let's just see how much coaching played a difference. There's part of me that is just going, all right, let's just see. You fired Terry Stotts. If it was the roster, well, here's your opportunity. And if it is the roster, then you get rid of Neil Olshay a year early.
And I think there's something to what you're saying, too, because of the fact that Anfernee Simons was very hot and cold this past season. Yeah. I mean, if you go back and look at just his box, you can see, like, he's putting up, like, 23 one night, you know, like, some, you know, 40% from three-point range. That's just, like, playing really well.
Yep.
And then he'll have this stretch of, like, three games where he played barely any minutes. And it's almost as if Terry Stotts just thought like, oh, well, that's lightning in a bottle, you know, whatever. I'm not going to let him play through the crap.
Yeah.
You know, Anfernee Simons is not like a program changing prospect. You know, when they draft, he just isn't. It's sure. Too bad. That's what it is. So in that case, you kind of have to let him play through his crap. You just have to let him play it out, figure it out. Why are you doing something wrong? Can you learn from those mistakes? Can you get Damian Lillard on your side?
Yeah.
Can you get him coming to Anfernee Simons when he's coming onto the bench and just saying like, hey, you know what you did right there? That's not going to get you any points. That's not going to get us closer to a win. So, I mean, I agree with you on that Terry Stotts, for the most part, with just young players, didn't seem too interested in giving them a lot of time.
No, and you look back through, you know, this season, and there's a few games where you're like, oh, Nasir Little looks like he has a little something, gets a 10-point game here, 15 points there. He has a 30-point game in the season, and then
I remember that.
And then he disappears. Yeah. And you just wonder if you have a former player that goes out and goes, man, you know what these guys need is opportunities. You're not going to win every regular season NBA basketball game. The season is long. That's been, you know, considered a detriment to the league and why ratings are plummeting. Dude, put some of these guys in and put the future. You can have a 12-man rotation in the regular season. You can give your young guys minutes. And guess what? If they pop, maybe they crack into the playoff rotation. Maybe they don't. But that's one thing that never really happened with Terry Stotts. It's like they'd go through a funk and they'll be like, well, we'll get out of it. We'll just keep doing the same thing. And it infuriated me. So we'll see what happens. Not saying it's going to be good, but kind of the only choice we have right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. All right. And you just come to that conclusion every time. It's like, oh, crap. I still have to watch him.
Hey, we can watch the Seattle Kraken, the Portland Winterhawks. We got other things to do in the winter.
Yeah.
That's fine. Big move. We talked about it as it was reported yesterday, but it's official. Russ Westbrook has joined the Los Angeles Lakers. They've gotten rid of all of their disgruntled players. Well, most of their disgruntled players right now, and they bring in Russ Westbrook. That thing looks like it's going to be a disaster. We'll talk about that and other moves from draft night that may have intrigued Mr. Darkins. We do that after this SportsCenter update.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back into AJ and Dusty. Dusty back on Monday. AJ going up to Seahawks training camp next week.
That's right.
Live call-ins. What's going on at training camp? She's like, I don't think I'm going to make it as a linebacker.
She does say that she could take on Bobby Wagner, like if it was a goal line situation.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like...
She'd run over him?
She said she could get by Bobby Wagner if... like $5 million cash tax-free was on the line.
So real quick, has she told that to Bobby Wagner?
Now, no.
Is
she
this...
has not said it to his face
okay.
or publicly put it out there other than the radio.
Well, that's public. That's publicly.
Okay. I said other than.
Okay. And then is this pretty similar to your hippo take?
We're not going to get into it. We're not going to get into it.
Just check. Just check. I would like to see that video of Bobby Wagner just.
But I mean, look, here's the thing. You run the hippo out. You tie it down.
I thought you didn't want to get into it.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not going
to
get into
it. Okay. I don't need you to get into it.
No.
It's not the time, not the place. So how do you fight a hippo? And
you get it away from water.
Okay.
That's where it's most dangerous.
All right. NBA draft last night. Here's the fun thing. You just read an old Derek Jones Jr. draft grade.
Mm-hmm.
All draft grades are pretty much the same, right? It's here's why he's so great. Here's why he's going to be awesome. Here's why he's not so great. Here's why he's going to be terrible. They follow that same format. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows what's going to happen with any of these guys. The teams have obviously made their decisions based on whatever their analytics are. You can go back and you look at it in 2 years and go, man, they really screwed that up. Thomas Robinson ended up playing for the Blazers. He's drafted one pick ahead of Damian Lillard. And you go, man, this guy's terrible. But you had the 5 and 6 pick both on your team at the same time. It was amazing.
I do remember that when we got him. Everybody was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
We're fine. Well, we just signed Emmanuel Mudiay to Summer League contract. He's also a number 5 overall pick. So you don't know what's going to happen with any of these guys. The one thing that I think you said, and I know you borrowed it from somebody else because I kept hearing it, was Jalen Suggs falls out of the top 4 to 5.
That's a big deal, though.
I don't understand why.
Because Jalen Suggs was kind of coveted as the guy to come over to the Raptors and basically jumpstart their offense, jumpstart everything that's going on. Jalen Suggs was supposed to be the guy that would then again make the Raptors title contenders. Because, I mean, for the most part, the Raptors got screwed last season. Yep. How many of those dudes got COVID?
Everybody.
Everybody got COVID. They are a solid roster in the East. Now, they probably at some point would have gotten beat by, who knows, the Nets or the Bucks.
Sure, whatever.
But if you had Jalen Suggs on that team, you're looking at a really offensively acute team. That's not the case anymore. And so the bigger deal that he fell out of the top 4 is that he fell to Orlando.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of his team now, which is crazy to think. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, no, maybe someone else on Orlando now.
You're good.
Yeah, really good.
No, I get that. I mean, who's their big guy? Hachimura,
I think
Cole Anthony on there. I thought he got moved. It doesn't matter. But again, it's falling out of the top 4 to 5. It's just, at the end of the day, he's a number 5, top 5 pick in the NBA draft. It is what it is. the analysis of all these players, it's you know, this guy was taken because he has a very high floor. This guy was taken because he has a very high ceiling. It's the names are all interchangeable year after year. And truth is, there's going to be a few impact players that are going to be, you know, competing for rookie of the year on a team that is either going to be in the bottom half of the playoffs, or they're going to be out of the playoffs, right? I mean, that's
where are the Warriors.
You're not gonna have a rookie of the year on the Warriors because you're playing with Steph Curry and hopefully Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. They're not gonna give you the keys to the castle.
Well, think of it this way: if it was just Steph Curry and James Wiseman that one year, I mean,
yeah,
he could have won. In fact, I kind of thought that would happen because Draymond Green was getting hurt so much and Klay was out. Yeah. I was like, well, who the hell else is Steph gonna throw it to?
True, but again,
I get what you're saying though.
But the draft is the draft. We'll look back on years and we'll have a lot more information where we can actually use it. The information we have now is all hyperbole. It's all just, it's imaginary. The one thing that I do agree with, Ja Morant had a complaint about the draft because it's a TV show, right? But yeah. Ja Morant's complaint, which luckily I don't follow social media. Why do they have to jump ahead and leak the picks? If you're an insider,
yeah.
Why do you need to beat the television?
Because that's your job.
I guess.
No, that is.
Okay, that's your job is to get ahead of the TV. Yeah,
that's what an insider is.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, this thing is definitely going to happen in the next 10 seconds. No, I got it now!
Yeah, so again.
That's a terrible job!
I totally know where you're coming from on this, and like, because I've had the same thought too, like with dudes like Shams, with Mark Stein at times, and of course Woj. So the reason you do that is because you build up your brand and you solidify your identity as somebody who has information that you need to know. It's not so much that you have to follow them on Twitter. It's that when Adrian Wojnarowski then decides to make his own podcast or possibly get his own show on ESPN Plus or any of these other marketable assets, people will go to it because they have already drawn the correlation in their head that Woj has info that I want to know. And I don't know if he's going to leak something that'll happen on a podcast. In fact, Brian Windhorst does an amazing job of this with his podcast because he'll totally leak little things during his podcast and not on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it gets more people to listen and more people listening.
Smart.
More ad revenue. So that's kind of that's the machine.
I get.
Yeah.
I get the machine around every other conversation that's happening in the NBA. If there was a TV show that was dedicated, it's like The Decision.
Love The Decision.
Who doesn't love The Decision?
It was great.
The two best things to ever happen to the NBA is LeBron James and The Decision and the Philadelphia 76ers and The Process. Anything.
What?
The Process and The Decision. I mean, those are two best things.
The two best marketing tools they've ever had.
Ever in the history of the NBA. Yeah. Those are my two favorite. But The Decision was a TV show where it was formatted going, and at the end, you'll know where he's going. The draft is the same thing, only happens 30 times in a row, right? Like,
and really, I guess you only care about the top 10.
Top 10, right? Yeah. So, yes, it's The Decision 10 times. You know that in a few seconds, you're going to have a decision. I didn't know that the Russ Westbrook trade was going to happen. Leak that all day long. Race to be first on that. There's going to be trades that happen all of the time. I just don't know how that solidifies Woj as an expert because he's like, I beat the TV show. We know that everybody knows what's going to happen because they have to make a decision. I tapped the phones and I figured it out a fraction of a second faster. My thumbs are faster. It's like, dude, we're going to know in like a few seconds. The whole show is built on the premise that when it's Orlando's pick, they'll make a pick. Just saying.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I think Sprague actually was talking about it this morning, and he had a good line that was saying, like, look, if you really like the draft, you're going to watch it anyway.
True, very true. And, and the thing that I will say to Ja Morant is just shut off your Twitter.
Yeah, and also, didn't you just watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're commenting about it, so.
Oh, yeah, and it's how hard is it to shut off your notifications?
Well, now, hold on a minute.
Oh, now.
Really? I mean,
what?
That's the generation, man.
I
you know what? You were responding the exact same way Swag did to Sprague when Sprague said this.
Oh, so now I'm Swag.
You're getting there. Your hair's not. I'll give you that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You do not have a Farrah Fawcett just out of the pool haircut.
No, I do not. Farrah Fawcett?
Just out of the pool.
Eh. I guess. I don't know. His hair is terrible. And Farrah Fawcett's hair.
How dare you?
Wonderful.
Those are fighting words, sir.
Uh-oh. Picking fights. Didn't mean to do that. You know I had gray hair? Jalen Green.
Yeah, he does.
Looks like a mean dude, too. Yeah. He's got that hair that makes you go, he's got a soft side, and his face is like, dude, I'm all business.
He's a fashionable guy, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the fashion show that is the NBA draft. So we can't shut off our notifications, and they're not going to stop tweeting ahead of the picks.
No. No.
So.
No.
If you've got a gripe, just shut up.
Shut up.
I need to shut up, but so does Ja Morant.
Shut up.
So I'm in camp. I just want to make sure that I understand this. I'm in camp with Ja Morant.
Yeah.
And Swag.
That's right.
Okay.
All three of you.
The three of us.
Can you imagine a night out with that? You, Swag, and Ja Morant.
Yeah. You know how that night ends? Hanging out next to Dennis Rodman's pool.
I think not.
No?
No.
What?
I think all three of those people have very different ideas of a night out.
Right. Durant, Ja Morant.
You, and Jason Swigart. If somehow you Rodman. All met in Vegas, because this is the only way I can imagine you all meeting and going on a night out, Morant would want to go with his own crew to do something totally different, be low-key.
Oh, you think he's low-key?
He's a low-key guy, is my guess, off of total speculation and not research.
Okay.
You want to walk up and down the strip. You want to know what's going on. You want to rub shoulders with people. Mm-hmm. You want to start talking. You want to get to craps tables, throw some money down on things. And Jason Swigart's going to go right to his bookie.
Yeah.
He's going to find the dirtiest bookie he can possibly find and find a horse race.
Book, a legal sports book that has right. like all of the horse races actually broadcast up where it's very legal.
That's not
He's
his
gonna
jam.
He's going to go find a filthy bookie behind like the Hilton off of Paradise.
I got 21 on girls 3-on-3.
Nice. All right. Let's talk twisties, shall we? Twisties. It's a new word to the lexicon for most of us. We'll explain what it is. And it's not the same as the yips we discuss. Next, Center and Sane edition of AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. All right, we got some storylines starting to emerge from training camps for the NFL. Megan Rapinoe has a new celebration. Aaron Rodgers on a pitch count. All kinds of things going on. And then did you see the shot putter with the Joker mask?
No.
All right. Plenty of things to discuss as the show goes on. Also, at 2 o'clock, weekend Would You Rather.
I got some good ones for you.
Oh, man, I'm excited about that. But right now, we got to talk about the twisties. Have you ever heard of the twisties? Deal just texted in. He said, I just Googled twisties. Interesting results.
Yeah. Go incognito, bro.
Go incognito, huh?
Yeah. Don't want the wife finding out you've been searching for that.
The twisties we're referring to, of course, relates to Simone Biles. So Simone Biles pulled herself out of the team all around and then the individual all around, which was eventually won by Suni Lee, a American gymnast. So the USA preserves the hold on the Olympic all around championship for another 4 years. Well, is it 3 years? I guess we're going back in 3 years, aren't
we? But we're losing in gold.
Oh, well, that happens. We'll get to your medal count too. Don't worry. Okay. This show will have your medal count. But Simone Biles shed a little bit more light onto exactly what's going on with the disconnect between her head and her body. Apparently she has the twisties, which is a common term for when you kind of lose your orientation of up and down when you're spinning through the air in gymnastics.
I related it to like a brain fart, but on a much like higher stakes scale.
Yeah, well,
you're flipping through the air.
The number one comparison that I've heard is it compared to the yips in golf.
Oh.
The yips in golf is when you have trouble either putting or chipping, because some people get the chipping yips, where you just can't strike the ball on what seems like a very easy golf shot. Now, if you're having the yips, which I'm sure I have, and we've seen Tiger Woods get the chipping yips, and we've seen putting yips happen all the time, there's not really much consequence to it other than missing a putt.
Well, and I would argue that I don't think that those are really the same. I mean, I get that you're doing a comparison, but
this is the number one comparison that I've heard. I totally disagree with it. I'm just giving you
that. I mean, the yips, whether it's golf, I've had the yips in tennis.
Okay,
where
there you go.
You are in high pressure. The yips is more, you are in a high pressure situation. You still have your facilities about you. You do understand how to do the action, and your mind and body are working okay. Your nerves have now overridden it. Yeah. And so now you're getting these little physiological things happening, like you're shaking a bit. Perhaps you are just kind of, your eyes are darting a little. You are letting the nerves take over.
Yeah.
What Simone Biles is talking about is in midair, as you are twisting and about to land, doing these death-defying stunts, your mind shuts off and basically just says, no, I don't know what you're doing right now.
Yep.
I mean, the reason I compare it to a brain fart is that, like, I do this where you sit down at a computer, and this is a very small scale example, but you sit down at a computer and you have thought in your head, like 5 minutes before that I'm going to do this, this, and this to get this result. You sit down and you go, why am I sitting here?
Yep. Yeah, but it's
you just, it's gone.
Well, but it's, the way I understand it is she's losing orientation of up and down, which is very important, because if you go and you do a flip at full speed of any caliber and you don't know if you need to put your feet down or up, that's terrible. The amount of indifference we have to the stunts that they do. Cause I watched part of Suni Lee's championship overall performance.
Yeah.
And I kind of went, that's pretty cool. We see gymnastics so often, and we see Simone Biles go and do these, you know, floor routines where she jumps up and does, you know, tricks that nobody else has ever done in the history of gymnastics. And she sticks them and you kind of go, wow, that was pretty cool. I don't think we realize how difficult that actually is. My kids started doing gymnastics. My girls are 4 and a half.
And have so you bullied them into being perfect yet?
No, God, no.
Okay.
So the twins are trying to figure out how to do a somersault at this point, right? They're still shy of a cartwheel. But they go out there, and you know, the pace that they're going at is incredibly slow. They have somebody assisting them when they're doing anything that puts them upside down so that they don't get hurt. And then you watch some of the older girls, right? So you have all the different developmental ages pretty much at the same time. They just go to different apparatus around the thing. Mm. And you watch them as they're trying to figure out how to do a backflip on a balance beam. And my brain just looks at that and goes, nope. Nope. Stand on the balance beam, tough. Doing a backflip, impossible. She just did a backflip on a balance beam. And then she beat herself up because she wobbled a little bit. And you watch how these kids develop and figure out how to do all of this stuff. You have to have so much God-given ability to begin with. Then you have to have the discipline to go and train. Then you have to be able to keep, like you said, keep your nerves about you to perform on that stage. But if you lose any little bit, and we talked about this when we knew that it was just a mental health concern, not a disorientation of where you are in the air, because that is the worst case scenario. But if you have any little slip when you're trying to do these dangerous tricks, it's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
And there's so many things in that. And we said this yesterday, I think, or the day before when we talked about this. There's so many things that Simone Biles does that we cannot relate to on any scale. She should have already gotten a pass for it. The fact that she had to come out and defend herself as much as she has is very unfortunate.
This texter saying, I played baseball in college, catcher, went through a phase where I couldn't find my release point and couldn't throw it back to the pitcher. Spiked or throw it all. I guess he spiked or threw it all the way over his head. Just a mental thing for like a week. I like that one. I think that's kind of a, again, I guess it's hard to describe because
it's, I know how to do this. I don't know why I can't do it. And then it gets in your head so much. Cause you're like, why can't I do what I'm trying to do? I've had days like that with different things, not on a scale where it's in front of a bunch of people, but golf's the ultimate one where sometimes it's a matter of just that frustration. I know how to do this. Why can't I do it? And then you go through the course of correction, overcorrection, recorrection. And now you're on this big pendulum swing where you just keep getting worse. Sometimes you just have to stop and go, all right, I'm going to reset everything and go. Unfortunately, every 4 years, or in this case, 5 years, you have a chance to go to the Olympics. And if it happens then, sorry, there's not another chance.
Dude, I can't shut it off doing radio.
Yeah.
I get the twisties all day. That's why I have the radio manual in here and I read it before every segment, but I keep screwing it up.
But even like you've had it on air where you're just like, I can't think of words. You kind of have a pause, right? Just for a second. And it happens for like 3 seconds and you feel just like the pressure just going, I need to figure out words. And then, you know, we all recover and we say something stupid anyways, because we were probably going to say something stupid to begin with. But it definitely happens. It's a wild
one. Drunk.
Exactly.
Or you don't know what to say and you're like.
But every once in a while you miss your spot, even if you're trying to serve up meat. I watched a training camp video today, and I kind of forgot that this was a thing that we're going to have in this NFL season. I have for you, sir, stories from NFL training camp to kick off hour two of AJ and Dusty with Luke Anderson and Will Darkins filling in for AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan and Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.